Tonight's meal, tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle. With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress. Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try assemble and bake today. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, Midday Show with Andy and Randy with you here on a Funk Friday. Final hour for us, brought to you by Reliable Heating and Air. Book an appointment for a convenient time at ReliableAir.com. 20 minutes, we'll get back a little bit into the NFL wildcard weekend. Six games, all of them will be available either on 92.9 The Game or on our family of networks. Obviously, the Hawks play tonight. You can go watch that game too, by the way. Abe is having a watch party with the Hawks over there at the Hudson Grill in Midtown. You want to go hang out with Abe tonight and watch some Hawks basketball, prizes and all that good stuff. We'll get to an AMA at 1:40 as well and back into the big story of the day in just a minute.
Andy, anybody that comes out of that stairwell, right, in the hallway that comes out the stairwell, I think they all are weirdos. Mm-hmm. Man. So it is always that awkward thing when you go in the bathroom behind, because come out the door, he's in front of you, go around, walk in the restroom, and he's washing his hands. I have no problem with that. I go to the washroom, sometimes wash my hands because I write with pens.
Yeah, you never know. You get a dirty hand.
Yeah. But then he uses the bathroom afterwards.
Oh, odd order.
It's very odd. It's a very odd thing because then he left.
Okay.
Yeah.
Huh.
And so that was the odd thing, was that washing of the hands, the using of the restroom, and then he leaves.
Mm-hmm. You think maybe he was distracted?
By what?
I don't know. Maybe something's going on in his life.
I don't know. But I just thought, I was like... And it's always one of them, because that was the dude, I'm not saying it was necessarily him, but the dude that used to brush his teeth and spit broccoli chunks in there came from that same direction they come from.
Okay.
So we need to figure out who these people are coming from this stairwell.
Yeah, because we can't even use
the
stairwell.
We can't use a stairwell.
I would love to use a stairwell if I ever need to get down to 8, because it's much faster just to walk a flight of stairs down than to catch the elevator, use your key card, go down, scan your
finger in. They're coming out of the stairwell and not from across the hall?
They're coming out this stairwell is right here
right outside our door.
Yeah, right outside our door. They're coming out
here.
You
can't walk into. Like, it's locked, isn't it?
As far as I know.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like,
I've been stuck in that stairwell before.
Dude, I'm glad I had my phone with me one day. I got stuck in that hallway, that stairwell, on a Saturday.
Oh, no one's here.
Yeah, well, no one's here. Yeah. Luckily, the Georgia fan. He was the producer of me and Chuckery.
Oh, okay, cool.
And so I'm like, he don't never answer this damn phone. So I'm like stuck in this stairwell over here, being damn nosy, trying to see where stuff go.
Yeah.
Because we remember that time when all the power went out,
uh-huh.
and we had to, on a Saturday, and we had to walk up these damn stairs, and I went up the wrong stairwell first. Like, I was going to quit.
Mm-hmm.
I was quitting today.
I was one of the first nights I worked there. The bathroom was being cleaned or something like that on 9, so I was going to walk down the stairwell, went down there, locked, back up to 9, locked. Uh-oh, what are we going to do? So I just pounded the door really hard, and luckily somebody heard it and let me out.
But yeah.
I could have been stuck in there all night.
Yeah, man. Yeah, dog. These stairwells, they're tricky.
Yeah.
They're like, you need to go to the east stairwell. That's the one that takes you all the way up to the 9th floor. So I was like, hold on.
I don't know. It's all very complicated. So anyway, the guy went in there, washed his hands, went to the bathroom, and then left. Huh?
Yeah.
It's pretty weird.
I just wonder,
his mind's on something else.
But everybody who comes out of there, like, that stairwell is where the most, and I still think, I don't care what nobody says, is the ghettoest thing ever in the world, is people who speak on their phone on the speakerphone in public.
In public,
and he just walks up and down the highway talking. That's the one who, I was telling you, the guy who was on the phone with his wife or somebody, she said they need to... Their life insurance or something was about to expire.
Maybe, was it the same guy?
No, it's a different guy.
Oh, okay.
But that's what I'm saying.
If you're going backwards in the bathroom, washing and then bathroom and then leave, something's going on with
you. I'm just
telling
you, man, it's some damn weirdos.
That guy might have walked in on his wife.
It's a weirdo. That's why I'm glad I damn door locked.
Me too.
Because there's some weirdos come out that damn.
They do give us a pretty clear indicator of how important we are, though, because to get to 8, you got to use the key card.
Yes.
Get to 9, anybody.
Yeah.
Come on down.
Yeah.
Come on.
And why is that? Because of who? Which is it?
They got to protect Big Tigger, I think.
No. What about protecting Andy and Randy?
We didn't do Rap City, the basement.
Yeah, that's true. We're not pioneers.
I don't know. Joyce Littell, she's a Hall of Famer. Yeah, she's on 8.
Yeah, that's right.
We don't have any Hall of Famers
up here. We're not pioneers.
Yeah, but someday, who knows? God willing.
Well, I don't think 8 has water.
Exactly.
In a microwave.
Exactly. Exactly. All the amenities.
You got to go through two glass doors to get to Tigger.
Yeah.
With IDs on both.
You damn sure do.
You do.
You got to use a key card to get on the elevator and go through two fingerprint encrypted glass doors.
And there's a front desk lady who's going
to. You know, Miss Janice got.
You want Janet on you.
She got something. You know how.
The last thing you want is
you know how they got there. Like,
that's why she's down there. Let Tigger know somebody coming.
Hey, man. I bet.
They got through security.
I bet Miss Janice got that heat up under that desk.
Oh,
it's already holstered. She ain't pushing a button to let y'all in. She grabbing that heat.
Exactly.
You ever seen both of Janet's hands when you come through that
Never
door?
Have. Nope,
you only see one.
Only
yep.
one.
You only see one.
And I finally just started getting the wave after the Christmas party last year when Joyce Littell co-signed me. Before, all I got was...
Joyce Littell validated
finally.
You.
Finally. Because you know, Janet doesn't like everybody. I got the co-sign, and finally now I get the little wave. Before, I just got this. Like the raised eyebrows, like, who are you?
Right.
What are you doing here? Are you here to harm Big Digger? Like, what are you doing here?
Yeah, baby, yeah. She only weighs that one hand, so I'm assuming that right hand on the desk.
How you doing,
on that,
baby?
On that heat. On that heat right there. Mid-Jab
when
got
you get
that,
a how you doing, baby? Got, dang, what'd you do?
But Bo worked down there for a while.
Oh, that's
so she saw him
dude,
more.
Everybody
now, we was neighbors for a couple years.
Okay, got
yeah, but yeah, Janet, Miss Janet got that heat up under the holster, ready.
But that's also why the Star 94 studio is right there to let Tigger know if somebody's coming.
Exactly.
They're going to get y'all first.
Janet.
They're going to get y'all first.
First line of defense, Jen Hobby.
Get Tigger out of here. I bet Tigger got a back door and everything.
Oh, yeah. He's got an emergency exit.
Yeah.
100%.
Helicopter on the roof.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Get him out of here. Yeah. Protect him at all costs. Followed by Greg Street. He's right after him. Those are the two. What is it? They have you can't have the president and vice president in the same place. One of them has to be, if it's like a threat,
yes.
They have to be
yes.
separate. Those are those are ours.
Oh, did you see this right here?
Designated survivor.
The Brazilian soccer star Hulk.
Uh-huh.
He just married his ex-wife's niece.
Okay.
Making his three children and his new wife first cousins. Nasty son of a. Oh, my God.
The man's a Brazilian soccer icon. He's got a lot of people to choose from, and he's keeping it right in the same family tree.
Married his wife's niece.
Come on, Hulk.
Come on, man. So that's why I don't let folks. That's why I don't let my children spend the night at folks' house. I'm pretty sure his niece spent the night with his kids.
Oh, dude, that's weird.
Weirdo.
That's weird.
What a weirdo.
Yeah, come on, Hulk.
Come on, Hulk.
Terrible. Let's get to the big story
God
of the day.
Dog. You nasty somebody.
Nasty. Brought to you by QC Kinetics, non-surgical treatment for joint pain.
Okay, never mind. She's a lot older than them.
The rumor is Carson Beck's being motivated by a lady as well.
Who?
He's got an adult film girlfriend.
Who?
Carson Beck.
Oh, Carson Beck. He messing with.
That's the rumors.
Oh, sweet.
Yeah. So I've seen on social media.
Oh, so
so it must be true.
Yeah.
So okay. BSO said.
Oh, he's dating a star.
Yep.
Oh, good.
Yep.
Good. Good for him.
Yeah. Hey, you know what? It's working.
Damn sure is.
He's in the national championship game.
He could do nothing when he was dating. What's the twins
yeah,
name?
Yeah, he was dating a basketball player. All he did was throw interceptions in big games.
But no, I mean, I thought he was good. I don't think they should have thrown as much because they were running the hell out of football against Ole Miss. They were, just gashing Ole Miss. But they just couldn't put Ole Miss away. They controlled every aspect of this game, Andy. The clock, the time of possession, running play, everything. And yet, they could not, for whatever reason, put this Ole Miss team away. Give a lot of credit to them.
Definitely.
Them young men, that coaching staff, you know, the offensive coordinator, doing dual duty, flying back and forth, man. And, you know, obviously that team rallying and playing their best at the right time. And they had an opportunity to win the game.
Yeah.
They had an opportunity. After all that, with what Miami did so much better, they still had an opportunity to win that football
game. Yeah, no, they proved a lot, obviously, throughout the year, just to win all those games and get to the playoff in the first place. But everybody knows the story now, the Lane Kiffin saga, and for them to keep winning and be, you know, a play away from the national championship game, it's a hell of a story. I mean, it really is one of the wildest and ended up being pretty cool for them. I mean, the Lane part of it is what it is, but the Ole Miss side of it ended up being a pretty fun story.
Yeah,
I don't know that there's a better story that I can remember in years than if Indiana wins the national championship.
I mean –
like,
is there one?
I don't know.
Yeah.
It's a Disney movie.
Yeah.
Like,
it is. You want, I mean, just the fact is that there's so many firsts with this team, you know, as far as the program itself. Undefeated season,
mm-hmm.
Big Ten. I know they've won it, but I'm talking about It's been like.
Yeah.
Yeah. They win.
You got to watch black and white film.
Yes. And so obviously we'll talk about more on Monday if they're actually in the game against Miami. But I mean, this is, I thought this turnaround of this squad, first of all, tells you how good of a coach Cignetti is.
Yep.
Then second of all, it just shows you the times it is. Because this ain't going to fall off considering the players that they got coming next year. Mm-hmm. Like, top players want to go to Indiana now.
Might be the craziest part of all.
Yeah, top players want to go to Indiana.
Is they've done all this winning over 2 years, which is insane. And if they cap it up with the national championship, it really is a fairy tale.
Yeah.
But to also transform that program into a destination, which they've motivated some boosters to pay, obviously, because you have to do that. They're not just coming because, you know, Cignetti says fun stuff in press conferences. They're coming because they're getting paid to go there too,
right?
I mean, not to take anything away from it, but that's a part of it.
Right.
You have to pay them to get them. But to even get them to want to go there to get paid, it's crazy.
Yeah,
like
it's unbelievable.
In 2 years, they've become that. And now, like we're sitting here, they're the favorites. Like it would be surprising if Indiana isn't in the national championship. Well, I mean, Oregon might beat them. Oregon's good too, but you know what I mean? Like for them to be the odds-on favorite to win the national championship with Miami, Ole Miss is kind of a new member to the party too, but Oregon, who's been there a lot over the last 15, 20 years, it's crazy.
Yeah.
But it's, you know, there's a lot of different ways to look at it. Like if you're a fan of a program that hasn't been there before, you can convince yourself that we're some money and a good coach away.
100%.
If you're a 100%. Fan of a team that has been there traditionally and you're not, you're probably more mad about it because it's like, well, what the hell? They can do it.
Yeah.
Why can't we do it?
Yeah, I just think that, you know, you got to have a guy like him who's a phenomenal coach, and you got to get the quarterback right. And for whatever, he's got the quarterback right twice. And then you got those guys believing. And then there's a lot of veteran players. They got guys that got a lot of skin in college
Their
football.
Average age is 23.
Yeah, they got a lot of guys with that.
Yeah.
And so, obviously, that's going to help when you look at 23 versus 18,
mm-hmm.
you know, and I think, I don't know what Oregon's is, but I'm sure Oregon's one of the younger teams in college
just
football.
Based on the fact that they get big recruiting classes.
Exactly. Yeah. And so, Cignetti has a formula. I don't know if Indiana will ever be a top 10 rivals recruiting aspect or whatever it is. They'll never be that.
Who knows?
But
probably not.
But they got a big time coach that veterans want to come play for. And he's going to continue to get the quarterback right. Who are they getting the portal?
The kid from TCU.
Okay.
Josh Hoover.
Okay.
That had set all the passing records at TCU last year, which again is like, you know, TCU is the national championship three years ago. And now their quarterback's leaving to go play for Indiana.
Yes.
Because Indiana's a better situation. I don't know. I mean, it's how it's done these days. It's also, I don't know. We talk about like it being, is it good? Is it bad? Whatever. It's definitely reflective of society.
Right.
Isn't it? Like, it's all pretty temporary, transactional, microwave. Everyone expects everything immediately, but it's also possible that it can, you know?
Yes.
Like, it's different than what we kind of think of college football as historically,
right.
traditionally, mm-hmm. the college football that we grew up with. But isn't it kind of appropriate for what, like, society is for young people right now?
What
college football is right now? Everything's just go do whatever you want.
Oh, no doubt about it, man. No doubt about it. And nothing.
Short term.
Everything's short term.
Disposable.
It's all about microwave now.
Yep.
It's all about microwave. That's why you see in head coaches get fired so quick. That's why you're seeing.
Maybe you like cooking. Maybe you don't. Either way, the new Blue Apron is for you. Because along with our classic meal kits, we're offering new pre-made and one-pan meals to help you get dinner on the table fast. And now there's no subscription needed, so you can just order and enjoy. Do delicious food your way. Shop 100-plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
And give it up on quarterbacks so quick. It is amazing that people like our age were the ones that were not in that, were raised in this, have come over to that.
Yeah.
I'm like, yo, grown ass. Like, oh, yeah.
I know.
Won't be me.
Won't ever be me. Not me. I mean, I'll watch the games, but I'm not, you know.
Oh, damn senior citizen discounted ass millennials. I'm good.
TikTok dance. Getting hurt doing a TikTok dance.
Hell
did you pull something doing
oh,
a TikTok dance?
Hip-hop.
You're too old. All right, we'll come back. We'll talk some NFL football. 6 games this weekend, wild card playoffs coming up next. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.